You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Tourists to the Napa Valley may visit their favorite exclusive wineries and fine dining restaurants, but locals love a more humble dish.
Malfatti.
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 It's a little spinach and cheese dumpling shaped like a pinky finger and smothered in sauce. And where do you find the most famous malfatti? In the back of a liquor store in the town of Napa. That's where Lisa Morehouse is taking us today for the series California Foodways.
Dad, how many malfattis we have?
At Val's Liquor, there's a large industrial kitchen where the Cittone family's at work.
Tell them to come and bring the container.
At the center of the scene is the patriarch, Clemente Cittone.
I'm still cooking at the age 78.
After moving to Napa from Lake Cuomo, Italy in the 60s, Cittone first worked as a dishwasher, then graduated to potato peeler, then apprentice cook.
The lady that teach me was Mrs. Teresa Tamburelli. She's the one invented the famous pasta called malfatti.
Well, famous in Napa. In the kitchen, Cittone sautés onions, spinach, and a few other ingredients in a saucepan, and puts the mixture through a grinder to combine before adding cheese and eggs. His mentor, Mrs. Tamburelli, always told him no measuring necessary.
Un pizzico in the key, a pizzico in the lee, a pinch here, a pinch there.
His hands are too arthritic to form dumplings, so his daughter Joanne Cittone Gonzalez takes over, pinching off bits of filling.
The malfattis are, they're hand rolled by my mother, by my son, by my own self, by hand. There's no malfatti machine, but they come out very beautiful.
Hey, Bello, how you doing?
In walks Ray Guadagni, a retired judge and lifelong customer.
How you doing, sir? Nice to see you.
Can't complain for an old man.
We meet here and then go to Little Italy, the neighborhood where he grew up and where Napa's malfatti began.
This is your house?
This is my house. We rented for $50 a month.
Whoa!
From the Cavanieros.
That was in the 1950s.
Next door here, there were the Squicciarinis.
Young, single Italian men first arrived in this neighborhood in the 1860s to work on the railroad. San Francisco refugees also settled here.
It was a devastating earthquake to San Francisco in 1906, and that led to a lot of migration here.
For decades, the town of Napa remained blue-collar, with people working in factories and orchards. But when they could, they visited the pride of Little Italy, the Depot Restaurant, opened by Teresa Tamburelli in the 1920s.
A lot of people were poor and didn't have money to go to dinner that often. My dad ran a wrecking yard, and while he was not wealthy, he loved food.
So the family had most Sunday dinners at the Depot, a block from their house. As a little boy, Guadagni fetched what amounted to 1950s takeout there.
My mom would send me to the back door with a pot.
A pot from her own cupboard and a note.
And it would say the ravioli and the malfatti, and they would take it and bring it into the kitchen and
fill up the pot and send little Ray Guadagni back home with dinner. Malfatti was legendary, and its origin story is a little different depending on who you ask. Ray Guadagni, Clemente Cittone, or other malfatti lovers around town.
We understood it as being a mistake.
Teresa Tamburelli intended to make ravioli when a visiting baseball team came to town.
Poor Mrs. Tamburelli, she forgot the reservation.
But she ran out of dough.
So lucky she made extra filling of the ravioli.
You had made too much filling, not enough dough. You couldn't fill the ravioli. Oops, what are we going to do? You rolled these little finger-sized rolls.
Like little meatball.
Looked like a little Jimmy Dean sausage or something. And that she served instead of the ravioli.
She made a mistake, so she named it malfatti.
Meaning it's a mistake or poorly made. People loved it.
Malfatti became as ubiquitous on Napa's Italian restaurant menus as spaghetti and ravioli. Now, it's hard to confirm that malfatti was born in Napa. Italy's Lombardy region boasts an oblong green gnocchi malfatti. And in Siena, they make nudi, little balls made of ricotta and sometimes spinach. But there's no doubt that the town of Napa made the Depot Restaurant's malfatti its own. When Teresa Tamburelli retired, Clemente Cittoni became head cook.
He made you feel so welcome.
Ray Guadagni
would say, Ramondo, and he would put his arms around me and he would kiss me on the cheeks, and he was hot and sweaty and a wet kiss, and he did it with everybody.
Oh yeah, that was one of my favorite restaurants.
That's Hiro Sone, chef of the high-end Terra restaurant in nearby St. Helena. He found Malfatti totally unique.
I never seen any other part of the United States has Malfatti. You know, we are in Napa, so I want to put on the menu.
And in the restaurant's cookbook, Malfatti with rabbit cacciatore. Sone's wife, pastry chef Lisa Domeni, says Malfatti represents a fast-disappearing working-class Napa, and it should be preserved.
It's going to be tough around here to find the original Napa. And there are going to be very few places because they just get pushed out by property value.
So if this dish is so important and so well-loved, how did the original Napa Malfatti end up in the back of a liquor store? When the Tamborelli family finally sold the Depot restaurant, the new owner wanted Cittoni to keep running the kitchen, but cut corners on the recipes.
I'm sorry, I said, cut down the quality. That's my reputation.
So he quit, and soon the Depot closed for good. When he got an offer to partner with this liquor store in 2008, Cittoni took it. He says he won't live forever, but he hopes Malfatti will.
I hope my daughter Joanne and her family, and they keep going. Because otherwise, Napa Valley is going to miss a hell of a good dish.
And miss that lesson, that a mistake can become something legendary. In Napa, I'm Lisa Morehouse for Cross Currents.